Well, good afternoon. We'll call this meeting of the Planning Commission to order this afternoon on January 20th, 2011. Amazing. And if you would join me in the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
Attention, salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. This time we will ask Francis for the roll call, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Here.
Commissioner Hudson?
Here.
Commissioner Clemens?
Here.
Commissioner Barker? Chairman Nord?
And they are both excused this afternoon. Next, public comment for anyone in the audience that has something other than on the agenda. This is your opportunity. Okay. We'll move right along. We're now at the consent agenda, and we have a couple of meetings to give our blessing to the... what's the term you used? The abbreviated version of the minutes.
Action item.
Action item. Okay. Which is kind of unique from what we used to have, huh?
Right.
Pages and pages and pages. So...
But we're preserving the tapes, so we still have...
Exactly. So any discussion on that and from fellow commissioners?
I would move that we accept those minutes.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, and we'll call for the question.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Chairman Clemens?
Yes. Okay, so now we're moving to item number 3, which is new business, and this is a minor revision to a conditional use permit number 138 that once upon a time was in the name of Reedley First Baptist Church, and we need to correct that to reflect that there's a new name, Redeemer's Church. And with that, let's turn to Rob for the staff report.
Commissioner Clemens, Planning Commissioners, thank you. What we're looking at tonight is a request for minor revision to conditional use permit number 138. The applicant is requesting this minor revision to their existing conditional use permit to accommodate for the reconfiguration of approximately 1,400 square feet of interior space to allow for additional office and storage facilities to serve their existing church facility. No changes in the building footprint or total square footage are being proposed with this revision. 5 new windows to be installed in 2 of the existing walls, 4 on the north wall and 1 on the east wall, are being proposed as well. These are the only changes that would be visible from the exterior of the building. All other changes will be happening within the interior of the building, not visible from the outside. Minor revision applications do not require a public hearing before the Planning Commission as per Reedley Municipal Code 101818, which is up on the big screen right now. This municipal code section states that site plans of an existing conditional use permit to be revised as to features, provided that such revisions are minor and will not substantially change the intensity or character of the use as previously approved by the city. Conditions of approval for previous revisions or amendments to conditional use permit number 138 are all to remain in effect. The applicant's location is 819 West Parlier Avenue. They currently operate under conditional use permit number 138, which was approved in the year 1975. Since this original approval, one amendment and one major revision have been approved in conjunction with the conditional use permit, allowing for conjunctive uses with Reedley College, providing lab and classroom access to students on the church campus, added parking and church facilities, including storage, multi-purpose rooms, and classrooms, similar to the request that's coming before you tonight. Currently, the church has 7 full-time staff members who are on campus during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. As many as 600 visitors will attend the facility for worship services. The reconfiguration of offices and storage rooms is intended to better serve those who already are attending this facility and is not intended to accommodate an increase in foot traffic, any visits to the site, or to create an additional need for such services as parking. In the past year, talks about facility expansion on the site were preliminarily discussed with city staff. At that time, the issue of additional parking was raised with the proposed applicant, and an agreement was made between Reedley College and, at that time, the Reedley First Baptist Church to allow for shared parking between the church site and the college site to accommodate for any additional need for overall parking between both of the institutions. As a result of this agreement, the Redeemer's Church funded a crosswalk between the two institutions' parking areas. The parking lot on the west side of the building is now used in conjunction with Reedley College to accommodate student parking during school operational times throughout the year, while the college parking lot is available to visitors of the church site during related activities in the evenings and on the weekends. Currently, future plans for the expansion of this church site have now been replaced with talks of expansion in other communities and not at the site at 819 West Parlier Avenue. Staff's interpretation of the above stated changes to the site constitute that of a minor revision. Should the Planning Commission determine that the proposal does not meet the requirements for a minor revision, a major revision would be needed to further process this request of the applicant. What we're looking at here is a map of the vicinity of the site. This is Reed Avenue, Parlier Avenue to the north of the site. This is the Redeemer's Church, the parking lot area right through here that was discussed that is in cooperation with Reedley College, available for students of Reedley College to use during campus hours. And then, of course, across the street in the college parking lot, if additional parking is needed for church activities, that's available to patrons of the church as well. The portion of the church is just this building right through here that they are discussing the approximately 1,400 square foot interior changes being made to the site. These are the elevations of the building itself, and these two portions right here are highlighted. On the east side of the building, this would be the portion of the interior of the building where the proposed changes are, and if you were looking at it from the north, it would be this section of the building here. This is the proposed floor plan from the applicant. I have underlined any of the new areas where they're proposing new offices and new storage buildings, as well as the locations of the windows themselves, the one window on the east wall and the four proposed windows on the north wall. This is an existing office, an existing storage area, and this whole portion through here is currently open. And the proposal is to add these interior walls here to accommodate breaking the currently open space up into spaces that could be used as offices and additional storage. This is the elevation showing the proposed locations of the windows. Here, the four windows on the north wall and the one window on the east wall. Environmentally, this project is exempt from CEQA as a Class 15301 or an existing facility for categorical exemption. Staff's recommendation is that the Planning Commission approve minor revision to Conditional Use Permit Number 138, subject to the findings and conditions that are contained in Resolution Number 2011-01, which is attached to the staff report. This concludes staff's report. We are available for any questions as the Commission may have.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
So do we have any comments from the applicants? Anything you want to share?
Well, no, would you mind coming to the podium, giving your name and an address?
My name is Jim Woodcock. I attend Redeemer's Church, and myself and Ron Armson, Ron's cabinets here in town, are kind of heading up this project. As reported, there's no addition to any square footage. It's all interior space that's already there. One room is an existing 24 by 24 enclosed area. Right now there's three staff members using that as an office, but we want to just separate them out. Sometimes they have need for some privacy and stuff, and So that's the main thing we're trying to do, is just to accommodate the staff there. And as you said, there's no additional foot traffic, anything like that going on.
Okay, great. Thank you. Any other comments from the audience?
I have a couple of comments. David, I attend also the Redeemer's Church. Am I able to participate and vote on this issue?
Yes, you are. You don't have a conflict of interest if there was some kind of financial benefit to you related to any action you might take. So you're perfectly acceptable. It's perfectly acceptable for you to participate in the discussion and the vote.
The other, this is deemed to be minor. Rob, this is deemed to be minor.
Yes, it is.
What would be the threshold? Because they've had one major already, right?
They have.
And that major was because of expansion of a new facility, or what had to do with the Reedley College issue?
No, the Reedley College issue was also processed as an amendment, I believe, is how that one actually came before, which is very similar to a minor. The major revision would have been for the enlargement of the actual footprint of the building. I believe in the 80s they made the worship center a little bit bigger and brought in some of the activity and area where they have some daycare and items such as that now, was my understanding from reading through the previous staff report. But a minor revision is typically going to be appropriate where you're not seeing any increase in footprint or overall building size. Even some very small additions in overall footprint can also still fall within a minor revision. But that's typically, you know, a very minute amount.
The city code specifies, and Rob shared that with you in his staff report, that the request that they're making will not substantially change the intensity or character of the site. So there's an interpretation that your staff needs to make, that's what we believe this request is, and we bring that before you for your concurrence. Do you feel that what they're requesting will not substantially change the character or intensity of the site? If so, it's appropriate to take action as a minor revision. If your opinion is that what they're asking for is a substantial change and you really need to go to a public hearing, which would involve notifying adjacent property owners within 300 feet, putting a notice in the local newspaper for 10 days, and then holding a public hearing, that's the difference between the two. Again, staff's interpretation is that this is minor. It's not adding capacity to the campus. It's them using the existing campus in another manner that they're sharing with you, and they're making a physical modification, but it's not intensifying the site. The very same physical modification could be associated with a different kind of use. If they were saying they wanted to rent or lease these spaces to other people at other times outside their normal hours, that's something that may not be minor. Again, it's first check is staff's interpretation.
Volume of traffic and correct. The volume of participation and that kind of
correct. Thing. And again, our interpretation is that it's minor. We run that by you for your concurrence and let you take action.
So as commissioners, if we didn't feel it was minor, this would be the time that we would normally say that individually and object to it. And we could either support or deny the revision.
If you concur with staff, we've prepared a resolution that says you approve the minor revision. If you don't concur with staff, you vote no, and the requirement is that they would then need to submit a major revision application if they want to move forward with their request.
And that's how the process works.
Correct.
And that in that major category, you're getting into environmental impact to neighbors, that type of thing?
Environmental review may not be different or substantial. I don't know the nature of this hypothetical request, but major definitely involves 300-foot property notification and a 10-day notice in the paper and a public hearing before the Planning Commission.
As far as the environmental work that would go along with a major or a minor, if the Planning Commission were to state that they felt that the addition of this within the existing footprint did not constitute a minor and did constitute a major, it would still be exempt as far as the California Environmental Quality Act environmental work is concerned, because it still fits into the existing facilities and they're not adding more than 25% of what their existing building footprint is. So we would still see a categorical exemption from the requirements of CEQA. At that point, it would just simply go from a decision made by the Planning Commission without a public hearing to having to turn into a public hearing, like David said, with the proper notifications.
That's a different threshold.
Yes.
Okay. This is a publicly noticed meeting, a publicly noticed agenda. There is an opportunity for people to say that, to see that you are taking action on this item tonight, and they could come in and comment. But it's not formally noticed with our code requirements and state requirements is that it's 300 feet in 10 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Jake, do you have anything to add?
Well, it kind of sounds to me like they're already using the building for the purpose they're coming forward to have approved. And it seems to me that from the explanation I heard that they have spaces, although they're not walls. So this won't be a whole lot different than installing these portable type cubicle things where you have a wall up 4 feet high, only with no privacy.
Right.
And probably a few windows would enhance the appearance of the building. Break up a blank wall. So in as much as they're coming to us to formally approve what they're already doing and there have been no complaints, I would think this should be considered pretty minor.
I'd concur with that.
If no one has any objections in light of that, I would move to approve resolution 2011-1 with the proper changes in the name.
Okay. Do you have a second?
I second that motion.
Okay. And with that, let's call for the question, please.
Commissioner Tartaglia?
Yes.
Commissioner Hudson?
Yes.
Chairman Clemens?
Yes. Okay. Thank you very much for that piece. Okay. Moving on to Mr. Berletic for Commissioner Comments Reports.
All I have is to report that our next Planning Commission meeting is scheduled for February 3rd. We do have business on our agenda, so we will hold that meeting February 3rd. Also, you've been invited to a meeting with Fresno County Library and the Friends of the Library and the Ridley City Council. If you would like information about that, please contact Frances Wiles. She can give you more details. It's on February 19th from 10 to 12. And it's to discuss opportunities and future library opportunities in the city of Ridley.
And is that here?
I believe it is at the, I want to say Fresno Library or Ridley Library, but I'm not positive.
Yeah, we're having it here in the council chambers.
It's in our council chambers. Thank you.
Okay.
That's all I have.
That's all you have. Anything else from fellow commissioners? Ted?
No.
Okay. Then at that point, we'll call this meeting adjourned.